The exchanges between the heart of Jesus and our hearts. On one Good Friday, St. Matilda asked herself what worthy thanksgiving she could give to our Lord for his wounds, especially for that in the Sacred Heart. What kind of thanksgiving ought we to offer thee, dearest Lord, for being wounded on the cross for men, when love pierced thy compassionate heart with the arrow of an invincible charity? What shall we do when the blood and water gush forth to cure us, and when thou didst die the death of love vanquished by the love thou bearest thy spouse? Our Lord replied, Let man conform his will to mine, and in all and above all let my will be everything to him. And our Lord added, I tell thee truly, I accept tears shed over my passion as if they were death suffered for me. O Jesus, shall the tears of my eyes be as precious to thee as the blood of thy heart? What shall I do, Lord, to obtain these tears? Our Lord replied, I will teach thee. Think first of the love and friendliness with which I went forth to meet my enemies. They sought to kill me with swords and clubs, as though I were a robber and a malefactor, and I went to meet them as a mother goes before her son, to save him from the fangs of the wolf. Then, as they struck me without pity, I returned their blows with as many affectionate kisses to those who should be saved through the merits of my passion to the last day. Afterwards, while they scourged me so cruelly, I prayed so efficaciously for them to my heavenly Father that many of them were converted. When they pressed the crown of thorns on my head, I counted the thorns that pierced me, so that I might place as many precious stones in their crown. When they nailed me to the cross and stretched out my body so that my bones and sinews could be counted, I employed my divine power to draw to myself the souls of those that were predestined to eternal life. This was to accomplish what I had already said, When I shall be lifted up, I shall draw all things to myself. When at last the Spirit opened my side, I drew from my heart a life-giving drink for all those who had drunk of death in Adam. I caused them to become children of eternal life, and salvation in me, who am life. How beautiful are these words! The Sacred Heart of Jesus embraces souls when Judas came to give him a traitorous kiss. The Sacred Heart prays for those who scourge him. The Sacred Heart exchanges the thorns of his crown for precious stones for ours. But the last words are especially delightful. We have all drunk of the cup of Adam's heart, and we have in our veins an impure, tainted blood, full of pride and rebellion of concupiscence, passion, sin, and death. But from the cup of the Sacred Heart we drink of a precious blood, full of humility, obedience, sanctity, and eternal life. Let us drink our fill. How our Lord pierced Magdalene's heart during the Passion. Faithful souls followed our Lord when the disciples took flight. Later on, the Sacred Heart was to ask for consolation to repair so many injuries and so much ingratitude, but first it loaded them with great graces. The most highly privileged was Saint Mary Magdalene. She was also the most loving. On the day of St. Mary Magdalene's feast, Matilda saw our Lord sweetly folding the humble penitent to his Sacred Heart. Matilda was astonished, remembering the words, And incorruption bringeth near to God. And here was Magdalene. But our Lord reassured Matilda. The intensity of love that she bore me on earth, he said, is the measure of the union which associates her with me in heaven. And Matilda cried, O dearest Lord, teach me how I may praise thee as thy loving saint does. Our Lord replied, You must do it in the five wounds that love imprinted in her soul at the time of my passion. When I was hanging on the cross and near the end, seeing my eyes, which had so often looked with mercy on her, about to close in death, Magdalene's heart was pierced as with a sharp arrow. She also saw death about to close my ears, which had so often listened to her petitions. She witnessed the sorrow and tears of my mother, whom she tenderly loved for my sake. She then received another wound in her breast, which was moved by compassion. She then saw my lips, which had so often said kind words to instruct and console her. Above all those words, "Thy faith has made thee safe. Go in peace." Grow white in death, and become incapable of speech. She again felt her heart pierced. Shortly afterwards, seeing my heart and being moved again to great love for me, her heart was pierced again. And at last, when she saw me, her life, her joy, and all her treasure, without whom she seemed unable to live, dead and laid in the tomb, her soul dying, so to speak, by the violence of its love, succumbed under inexpressible sorrow. Matilda saw Magdalene standing before our Lord. Her burning heart shone with the brightness of the sun and illumined her whole body. Heaven showed her that this fire had been kindled in Magdalene's heart for the first time when she heard Christ say, "Thy sins are forgiven thee, go in peace." It was so strong in her that, from that time, all her thoughts and actions were changed into it. Matilda also understood that, in every soul consumed by divine love, all its actions, thoughts, or sufferings, like branches thrown into the fire, are changed into the fire of love and increase it constantly by feeding it. If also other combustible matter, such as venial sin, is thrown in it, it is also consumed and destroyed. This soul would be entirely aflame, and on leaving the body the evil spirits would not dare to approach it. But they who are not burning with this fire, I mean divine love, whatever they may do, will not be able to destroy their sins. The evil they do will weigh them down and be a heavy load at the hour of death. According to this doctrine, with what a great love must Magdalene's heart have been filled. This holy fire had been enkindled on the day she was forgiven, but it had grown every day while she followed Jesus, listened to his words, and imitated his virtues. What had it become after she had received the 5 wounds in her heart at the time of the Passion? What was it after our Lord's appearance to her on the morning of the resurrection? What was it at the end of Magdalene's life after her long years of penance in the cave of Saint Bame? She is one of the lovers of the Sacred Heart, and her mission is to gain for it disciples from amongst the lost sheep, and Matilda teaches us how it is done. She seemed to see, springing from our Lord's feet, 2 trees covered with leaves and fruit, signifying the fruits of penance that Magdalene gathered, and distributed with joy to all who sought her help. Matilda understood that she had obtained at our Lord's feet the privilege of obtaining for all those who invoked her the gift of true repentance. And Saint Mary Magdalene said to her, "Every one who gives thanks to God for the tears I shed over the feet of Christ, and for my having washed those sacred feet and wiped them with my hair, and who praises him for the love he then poured into my soul and heart, so inflaming me that I could never again love anything else, and begs tears of true repentance and the infusion of divine love, will see our Lord listen willingly, because of my merits, to his pious requests. Before death, his sins will be forgiven, and he will increase in the love of God." Sinful souls, who have sullied your hearts like Magdalene, do you not feel great comfort in hearing such words? You too can reach the heart of God. You can also burn with the same love as Magdalene and receive the same wounds. A prayer to Saint Mary Magdalene. I give thee thanks, O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, for all the tears that Blessed Mary Magdalene shed at thy feet, for washing them with her hands, wiping them with her hair, and for the love with which thou didst entirely inflame her body and soul, filling her heart so that she never loved any other thing than thyself. Therefore, I beg of thee, Jesus, that by her great merits thou wouldst grant me the tears of true repentance, and fill me with thy divine love, so that before death all my sins may be forgiven by thee. Jesus, Saviour of the world, King of glory, who livest and reignest with the same God, Father, and Holy Spirit, world without end. Amen.